This is the Just Live podcast with Dan and Susie Potter, episode 61.
How do you do spiritual?
Many people ask us, how do you connect with God?
We begin in 22 seconds.
Live life. See the good days in it. Just live.
Your life is a remarkable story, an adventure that only you can create.
We exist to help you live fully alive.
Welcome to Just Live Podcast, episode number 61.
61.
We interrupt our Snow Canyon hike to do this podcast because the location is perfect for the subject. We're currently on the White Rocks Path, heading north for 4 miles. And we were like, we've got to stop here. Why did we choose this space?
Well, I chose this space really because we're sitting on some petrified sand dunes. Now, when you think of petrified, you may be thinking of scared. I think of, of petrified rocks. But petrified, the whole idea is it's not going anywhere. It used to be something else, and now it's become something very hard and rigid. And I think for some of us, that's the way it is with our spiritual life. And we long to see, how do I do spiritual? What does it look like for me as an individual, for us as a couple? What does our spiritual connection with God look like? And so today on the Just Live podcast, we want to talk about living spiritually.
So many people make the big divide, body, mind, spirit, soul, spirit, and we divide it. We put it in containers. We put it in chunks. We have to identify it. This is this and this is that. And we were talking even about a mile into this hike so far, just thinking about this subject in particular. And I think one of the problems that we have in our Western world that we used to have that we're not currently thinking this way is the big divide between what is in my mind? What do I know? What do I feel? What are my passions? What do I experience? Mind, body, spirit, separating them out. I think as we can combine them together, we can be on that space and in that space connecting with God, because God can infuse every part of our life if we give Him the opportunity. I think of Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. This is what I was reading for my God time this morning as I was starting my day. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Did you try again?
My watch is trying to understand this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on my own understanding. So my heart and my mind is in that verse already. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. So invite Him into every part of your life. That's what I'm hearing for myself. And He will direct your path. We're taking a number of paths today in the midst of such amazing beauty that was created by lava tubes, by exploding cinder, volcano-like rock formations, and we're seeing the beauty all around us, and we have invited God to be a part of this day. And I think that's what trust in Him and in our heart and in our mind, and let Him direct your paths, because we're acknowledging Him. He is with us today.
I remember several years ago, I was in Africa walking in nature with an African guy. And for some reason, I had said in my spiritual life, and I was just talking about my spiritual life, and he stopped me and he said, why do you in the West divide your life up?
That's
why?
Right.
Why do you have this spiritual life and then a physical life? And he says, it's just life. And I began to research that. And really, the concept of spiritual life and physical life, it's a very new concept. It used to just be life. And we talk about Zoe life. We're talking about living in abundance. Holy. Around that same time, we were listening to some teachers, and they would use the term everything is spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, is everything spiritual? I mean, when I go to the bathroom, is that spiritual? When I drive my car, is that spiritual? And I began to really ask the questions about spirituality. And it's very interesting. The older I am and the more people ask, what can I do to be more spiritual? I think it's more of you need to observe and notice that you are in a spiritual world. I love the Franciscan monks because they would look at what is beautiful, what has meaning, what has dignity, what is transcendent or a mystery or awe, and community. All those things were part of our spiritual journey. So I think those people who are asking that question, what should I do? I think we're thinking things like, do I pray more? Do I read more? Do I meditate more? Do I...
Action.
It's yes.
Yeah.
I think to live a spiritual life or a whole life or a life fully alive, you have to acknowledge that everything you do can be spiritual. You're drawing, it can be spiritual. You're driving, it can be spiritual. But you have to notice. I've noticed some people in the physical realm, they don't do anything physical. And even though they're a physical being, it's not alive in them. And I think the same thing is true. We are spiritual beings. We just need to notice and say yes and make it come alive.
In my God time in the last number of weeks, I've been reading this passage from Psalm. I can't remember where it is, but it addresses the question, where is God? And I'd love for you to think about that yourself. I've been meditating on this. Where is God? And there's a passage in Psalms that says, God, you are my home in my heart. And I have invited God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the triune God, to be a part of my life. I am living for Jesus. And so I've invited him to make his home in my heart. And so many times I check in with my soul, check in with my spirit. And that's a very difficult thing because it's not physical, it's not tangible. Many times when I'm in a spiritual realm, I can't actually use words to describe the experience that I'm having. And I'm a words person, words of affirmation. I talk a lot, don't I? I talk a lot.
As this podcast will show.
That I have a lot of words and I read, I learn, I like to find new ways of explaining things. And yet, when we get into the spiritual realm, many times there are not words to describe that. One of the ways to check into my soul is check into my longings, into my desires. What if I really take off the performance, if I take off the attaining, if I take off the striving layer of myself, the last podcast was on being busy. If I take off that layer and I soak, I give myself time and space and Sabbath and rest. I immerse myself in nature. For example, at the time of this recording, we're hiking Snow Canyon in Utah. And when I'm in spaces like this where I have time to just be, that is when I can see where my soul is at. And I find also that the place that I connect with God, my home, my soul space, is also when I am in the midst of awe. Every turn on this path so far in this canyon so far has been like, whoa, this is awesome. God, you did a great work. Good job, God. Another piece of artwork. And when I'm in that awe space and I'm noticing, I'm appreciating, I'm soaking in, I'm taking in, I take a lot of pictures in these moments because I want to capture these moments because it speaks to my soul. It speaks to my heart. It speaks to my being. And I think when I give God time and space to allow me to soak in those places, I am much more connected to God.
Wow. That was a lot. That was a lot.
What'd you hear? What'd you hear right there?
I heard a lot. It was, I think this could be a two-part because I think the spiritual, there's so much to it. And as I've been walking today with Susie, I mean, she is just nonstop with these ideas because she has come into this place of nature and her soul is alive and it's breathing. I remember one time we were teaching on sexuality to a group of teenagers. And I mentioned the fact that more than likely followers of Jesus might have better sexual experiences than those who don't because we acknowledge it as a as a spiritual experience.
God is a part of it.
It's not just physical. It's also spiritual.
That's right.
Others may as well. I'm not saying we have any kind of handle, because I remember saying, someone saying, well, that would be a great evangelistic tool to say, you know, meet God and have better sex. But I think when we acknowledge in every area of our life that this is spiritual, that going to work is a spiritual experience, cooking my food, spiritual experience, because if God created all things and God created me and I'm in the image of God, that part of me that exists on a, I'm a spiritual being. That's everywhere. That's all the time. So I think to answer the question of how do I grow my spiritual life, I think you just notice. You open your eyes.
You be
take
aware.
Time. You step away from what we were talking about last week with too busy.
Yeah.
And you find out what it means to be too present. Yeah.
Can you be too present?
I don't know if you can be. I'd like to explore that some, because being spiritual is being present, to understand wherever I am, God is in the midst. There is no place I will go that He and His creation, all heavens declares the glory of God.
Look around.
I can learn about God from a Bible. I can learn about God from watching an eagle. I can learn about Him from a tree, or we were just in
stones,
some lava
or
caves.
Rock formations.
God is there. And so our challenge maybe to you is to notice, to live fully alive. To just live is to live whole. Body, mind, spirit, soul. It's one, because we are created by one and we live for one. It's not just Sunday morning, three songs. That's singing, not necessarily worship. Worship is bringing glory to God when we simply notice the cricket that's right over there. He just landed there.
The lizard we just
God
passed by.
Made it. The chipmunk that just scared me to death when I was on a trail. Those things God made. Everything is spiritual.
So many people are wondering about the connection time to God. And yes, every day we have made a commitment to journal and connect with God. And we've been doing that now almost 5 years now.
35, yeah.
Yeah, going on 35 years because we have made a commitment to do that. So yes, we have a time. I open my journal usually in the morning. I write, I listen to a scripture. Sometimes I'm studying a theme or a passage, or I have a devotional. I have freedom to do it in any way, but in some way, I take that time to spend with God.
Because God time is not, you close the Bible, it's done, or you close your journal, it's done. God time is all the time. When you crack the egg, it's God time.
So I actually do that one designated time, and I journal it, because that is part of my commitment to myself and to God. It also helps me process my life. But as Dan just said, the rest of the day, I am trying to acknowledge Him, invite Him in. He is there. He has His home with me in my space. But sometimes I don't acknowledge it. Sometimes I don't invite Him in. Sometimes I'm not aware of His presence. And when I do that, it becomes much more of a spiritual connection with God. For example, Dan and I have been married 37 years so far. Whoop, whoop. Just keeps getting better and different in all the seasons, of course. Does Dan love me? Absolutely, yes. Does Dan love me all the time? Absolutely, yes. I don't even have to question that. Do I think about him all the time? No. But he still loves me. And when I can soak in his love, I am more of a richer person.
We're still married when you're not thinking of me.
That's right. That's right. And I am still connected to you, whether or not I think of him or acknowledge his love, his support, our connection together. And I think in a very similar way, me and God are always connected. How do I know that he loves me? While I was still a sinner, before I was even born, he thought of me and he gave his life for me. And he shows me so many ways that he pours out his love for me. Sometimes I just don't notice it. And I think this is the call. Everything around us can be spiritual if we trust in the Lord and not on our own understanding. You know, we limit what God can show us, can express to us. the way He wants to connect with us, with all of our senses and all of our experiences, whether we're in nature like this or we're in a busy hustle and bustle of our day.
So I would challenge you to look for the spiritual moments with God everywhere. In the next song you hear, in the next movie you watch, in the next person, even the person you totally disagree with.
Or agree
with. Find the spiritual things there, because God is everywhere. And instead of separating us, we should draw together. Because if He created everyone spiritual, if this universe was created by a spiritual God, which I believe it was, then every place and everything can be spiritual. I would like to say, may you live fully alive as you love yourself, your world, and your God. My name's Dan.
My name is Susie. Together we are doozy.
Live fully.
And love fully. Thank you so much for joining us. Consider where God is and your connection to Him in your home space.